Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer in the communion class. I thank the Lord for what He's doing. Dear Lord, I thank You for all that You're doing in our lives. Help us to go forward in You. I know that we're living in the last days. Help us to do all that's in Your heart and draw near to You like never before. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. You know, drawing near to the Lord is that's the main thing. And when you draw near to Him, He take you from a survival condition to a thriving condition. And thriving in the Lord is better than anything I've ever, any other way of life I've ever known. And I was talking about that all week. Every time I get in a ditch or in a corner, didn't know what to do, I say, I'm going to do this. I said, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I want You to teach me how to overcome this thing or survive and, you know, thrive in this portion of life or whatever. And He always would. He would always supply me with whatever wisdom I needed. And sometimes in life you have to repent. He would help me repent. You know, I didn't want to just stop doing something. I wanted to know how to never, ever go back to it. And he taught me that. But what's been on my mind and in my heart, the lukewarm church. When the Lord said that, Jesus said that He would spit them out of His mouth. And it looked like they were doing good, from my view. But from His view, He saw something terrible. And I mentioned this before in one of the classes, Jeremiah chapter 42. This is a vivid snapshot of what it is to be lukewarm. And this week it was on my mind some more because I know the Lord's returning soon. And there's a YouTube video, the Ugandan pastor. And he every Christian needs to see that video. When I first watched it, it was it's about an hour and a half long, but it's well worth it. I saw something that I needed, that's necessary for people to know. And but he ended up repenting. He changed his ways, not just from one sin, but he changed his whole ways and scope of doing things. And but that inspired me. That's why these kind of things have been on my mind. And I said, Lord, what is it with lukewarm people? And in the middle of the night last week, He woke me up, and He showed me they just won't repent. They won't repent and change their ways. Now, I'm gonna read parts of chapter 42.
In other words, they might be sorry and concerned for what they did, but they don't repent.
They don't repent. They don't change.
You know, somebody might do something they're sorry for, but yeah, they're not gonna. Even though they file 5,000 times, they're still trying not to do it, but they don't really try. They're just sorry for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when you repent, I know you change your direction, change your mind, but all of us know sometimes you have to do it more than once.
Yeah. Yeah. And it takes, you know, you have to make a lifestyle change,
yes,
which isn't always easy, but it's got to be done.
Yes.
And now, this is the snapshot. Jeremiah 42. Even though these are Old Testament saints, look, I want you to see what they did. In getting to know the Lord does things, and he deals with people. And in order to understand why He does things a certain way, sometimes you have to understand people and what's going on. He said, this is after Nebuchadnezzar had begun to take the Jews, the tribe of Judah, to Babylon. And all of Jeremiah's word has been coming to pass. And then a group of people came and asked Jeremiah what they should do because they saw his word was coming to pass. This is verse 1, chapter 42. Then all the captains of the forces and Johanan, the son of Kareah, and Jezaniah, the son of Hoshaiah, and all the people from the least even to the greatest came near and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, let we beseech thee our supplication be accepted before thee and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even for all this remnant. For we are but few, for we are left but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us. That the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to all your words, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing the Lord shall answer you, I will declare it unto you. I will keep nothing back from you. Then they said unto Jeremiah, the Lord be true and a faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all things for which the Lord thy God shall send thee to us. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord our God. And that's what you want. They repented. I mean, they did the right thing at that moment. And so, it looks like these are serious people about God. They really want change. They really want to do it right now. They were wrong, and now they want to do right. In verse 7, it says, and it came to pass after 10 days that the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah. Then called he Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least even to the greatest, and said unto them, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, unto whom ye sent me to present your supplication before him. If ye will still abide in this land, then will I build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up, for I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you. This is like just like the church before the rapture. You know, you're in Christ, you're going with me. You know, they get to stay in the land. They'll never have to go into captivity. They can farm their land. They can live. And he said, be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Now, that's one problem that caused them not to repent, fear. If whenever you have fear, Satan is attached to that part of your life where you fear. He said, be not afraid of him, saith the Lord, for I am with you, save you, and to deliver you from his hand. If they had changed right there, if they had stopped their fear, if they had worked on getting rid of fear, they could have continued with God. But he said in verse 12, and I will show you mercies, I will show mercies unto you, that he may have mercy upon you, and cause you to return to your own land. But if ye say, we will not dwell in this land, neither obey the voice of the Lord your God, say no, but we will go to the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger of bread, and there will we dwell. And now therefore hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, if ye wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt and go to live there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which ye fear shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and the famine whereof ye were afraid shall follow close after you there in Egypt, and there ye shall die. So shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourn there. They shall die by the sword and by famine and by pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I will bring upon them. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as mine anger and my fury has been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured forth upon you. When ye shall enter into Egypt, ye shall be an execration and an astonishment and a curse and a reproach, and ye shall see this land no more. The Lord said concerning you, O remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt, for certainly that I have admonished you this day. Now watch verse 20. He said, for ye dissemble in your hearts when ye sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, pray for us unto the Lord our God. This is what the Lord saw in the Laodicean church. Their heart would not turn. That's the power of loving the world. They begin to love the world, and the world always caused God to be the enemy. The world system is designed to cause you to become God's enemy. And that they feared Nebuchadnezzar. They feared the world. Fearing the world is, it can cause you to be captured by the world. He told them what to change, but they didn't change that. But they dissembled in their heart before they even asked Jeremiah for guidance. And this is, and it gets worse. When you go on down to chapter, listen to what they said. He said, "You dissembled in your heart when you sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, pray for us unto the Lord our God. And according to unto all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we will do it. And now I have this day declared it to you, but ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, nor anything for the which he has sent me unto you. Now therefore know certainly that ye shall die by the sword and by the famine and by the pestilence in the place where ye desire to go and to sojourn." In verse 43, "And it came to pass that when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking, unto all the people, all the words of the Lord their God, for which the Lord their God had sent him to them, even all these words, then spake Azariah the son of Hoshaiah, and Johanan the son of Kariah, and all the proud men, saying unto Jeremiah," it started with the proud men, "thou speakest falsely. The Lord our God hath not sent thee to say, go not into Egypt to sojourn there." And they went on to talk about how that not only did they go, they took Jeremiah. they took him by force to Egypt. And it gets to talking about how they ate bread when they worshiped the Queen of Heaven. These were a people, they fell in love with the world somewhere, and they would not repent. They wouldn't change their ways. But they saw the Lord's hand on Jeremiah's life to the point that they did come and ask him which way they should go. But their heart was already set to do what they were going to do.
Repeat that again.
Their heart was already set.
That's what I want you to get.
To do what they were going to do.
Their heart was out. They were inquiring of Jeremiah, but their heart was already set
to do
on what they wanted to do. That heart issue is very important in our walk of life.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the way I was taught, after the rapture, those that are left behind, those, the Laodicean church that God spit out, God will send strong delusion that they'll believe a lie. The same thing happened with Jeremiah. In 43 and 44, he talked about how the Lord told him to put some stones in Tophanes by the brick kiln, said that Nebuchadnezzar was going to come set his throne there, and they wouldn't escape. Well, this happened. He said, but some of the people stayed and they got destroyed, but a remnant escaped. And that word was so that they could repent. And there were a few people that did escape. Just like in the tribulation period, they're gonna force your hand. You're gonna have to take the mark or die. And so there will be people who won't take the mark, and they'll kill them. And then some will escape and survive it. But there will be people who survive it. Just like there was a remnant of people who got away. They fled the proud men and went, and they repented. They went back. They got away from them. They went back to Judah. But, okay. This is the power of repentance. Communing with the Lord helps us see all these things we got to see. All right, continue with verse Corinthians 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me." Communion with the Lord is the backbone of how we set our heart to love and obey his word. We are his friends if we obey him. And then the wisdom it takes to resist the world, he'll give us that. And we won't get into traps and ditches and corners. But, you know, the world is invasive. It's trying to get us, you know, back into its system again.
Nervous.
For destructive purposes.
Amen.
But the wisdom of God will help us never get back in that in the ditch again. And that's the strength of communion. Just loving God. If you love God, you can do anything. The only people that do things God's way are people who love him. And that makes a difference. Any questions, comments? Okay. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for all the wonderful snapshots you've given us. Your wisdom exceeds all of the world. Help us to go forward in you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Amen. That was good.